Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 7, Under Construction.
Hey, Gubbin, look what I got.
Hey, kid. Where the hell you been all afternoon?
Oh, just to the brewery, picking up a new cask of Pete's Blue Rabbit Ale.
Oh, no. Stan, what have I told you about sullying my tavern with that stuff? It's so bad, even my regulars won't touch it.
Hey, people love Pete's.
Your poetry-reading loser friends love it. More to the point, it's what your new crush always orders.
Hey. She's not my crush.
Oh, she's so dark and mysterious like the night.
Also, Pete's is cheap, which equals bigger margins. Which equals more money.
Yeah. Grab an apron. It's about to get busy in here.
Sure is. You see how many people are working at that new construction site? And they're going to be good and thirsty coming off their shift.
Not thirsty enough to drink Pete's Blue Rabbit.
Oh, yeah? I'll bet I can sell half this cask before we close tonight.
You're on. Oh, here they come.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome, patrons. Can I get you a beer? We've got a special tonight. Half a crown for a pitcher of Pete's Blue...
What?
Oh, no.
We're coming here for drinks? To this dump? Oh, hey.
Petula.
Stan? Hi.
I'll be over here.
Hey, can we get a couple of beers?
So you're back.
Yeah. Turns out I'm working just across the street now. Crazy, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hello?
So you're on the construction site?
Yeah, uh-huh. Meet the newest member of the Builders and Bricklayers Guild.
Really? You got into the guild? Hey, congrats.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Lots of new buildings starting up lately, so they've been hiring like crazy. I just started my apprenticeship there this week.
I always knew you could do it.
Thanks, Stan.
Can we get a couple of beers over here?
Things going well here?
Oh, yeah. It's good. You know, we're getting more bands in on Fridays and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I started taking a correspondence course in business management.
Oh, hey, that's good for you.
Yeah, and Gubbins, you know, he's himself.
I know.
You want a drink?
Yeah, actually.
We got a special on Pete's Blue Rabbit.
Oh, no thanks. Oh, barkeep.
Yeah?
Hello, we were next.
What are you doing here?
Just stopping in at the local for a beer with my friends from work.
Uh-huh. You gonna pay for that beer?
Yes.
With real money?
Yep, I got a steady job now, see?
Aren't we special?
Yeah, we are. See? Genuine Farlorian.
Sure.
I'll have a pint of your finest dishwater, please.
Watch your language, young lady.
Oh, wait. Can you make it a golden goose instead? You know, with a little umbrella and everything?
In your dreams.
I'll give you a good tip.
Here's your beer. Get your own damn umbrella.
Got anything to eat?
You know we don't.
The kitchen's back to being closed again.
I figured.
So, what's this thing they got you guys building across the street?
Yeah, we're converting the old warehouse. Marco, the foreman, said it was going to be some kind of pub.
A pub?
Ooh, competition. Exciting.
Yeah, it's supposed to be called the Badger and Bucket.
Really?
Tell me you didn't just say bucket.
Yeah, why?
Come on, what do we got to do to get some service?
Future home of the Badger and... Oh, great. First the mob, now you're working for a bucket pub.
Well, what's wrong with bucket pubs?
Yeah, it's just a pub, isn't it?
Damn, things are everywhere now. The horse and bucket, the walrus and bucket, ye old bucket o'hooch.
All owned by the same people?
Nah, they do this weird fealty thing.
It's pretty neat, actually. We're doing a module on it later in my course.
A module?
See, anyone can open a bucket pub as long as they swear allegiance to the bucket lords and do everything by the book. They're not actual lords, by the way. That's just the name of their company.
Ah.
So they got all the same menu, the same decorations, the same signs, with those stupid pictures.
Hey, I love their sign. Look, it's funny because the badger looks like he's throwing up in the bucket. Do you see that?
Yeah, there ought to be a law against those places.
Why?
They're fake. They're supposed to look like a real dive, the kind of place your average well-to-do lady or gentleman would be afraid to set foot in. But instead, they're all nice and clean, not a spot on the silverware.
Gosh, that sounds just terrible.
I know, right? Clean and friendly, and you know you're gonna get what you expect.
You should hate them! You! With all your authentic, real-life Mud Street crap!
It's a smart business model. But I mean, yeah, I think people will see the difference and come to a place that has real heart, real soul.
Real dirty tankards.
Say, why don't you go party with your new colleagues over there?
Fine.
Hello?
So,
barkeep,
we got competition.
Yeah. I guess we're gonna have to start improving this place, hmm? Keeping up with the bucket lords, right?
Right. I know what we can do.
Ah, that's the spirit, Gubbin. Competition fosters innovation and creativity.
True enough. True enough. Stan, you know those buddies of yours painted our sign?
Yeah, sure. Why?
Got a little project for them.
Ah, okay, I'll let them know. Gubbin?
Yes, Stan?
I guess I really don't know much about trolls.
What do you want, a book?
Do you think Petula likes me?
She hasn't killed you yet.
Yeah, okay, I know, but seriously.
Oh, you mean does she like you in that way?
Yes.
The flowers and candy kind of way.
Yes.
That romantic boy meets girl, kissy-kissy kind of a... Never mind.
Come in.
Look, you want to know what she's feeling deep down? You gotta ask her.
You're a troll. She's a troll. I thought you might have...
She's a troll woman. Not really my field of expertise.
Well, okay, but still...
Ask her. That's how troll courtship starts. One person or the other comes up and says, I want to court you.
Really? That's it?
Yeah!
And if she says no?
Then she says no. That's easy.
Easy?
Yeah, now, if she says yes, then it gets complicated.
Oh, how so?
There's tests and trials. It's probably going to end in tears or major injury. But whatever, you go for it.
So I just ask?
Yeah, just ask.
All right. Thanks, Gubbin.
Uh-huh.
Help, help. I'm a tender little flower. Don't hurt me.
You missed her too, didn't you?
Excuse me, can we get two beers?
Shut your goddamn pie hole! I'm coming!
Hi, Petula. I want to court you. Hi, Petula. I'll work on it.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hey, Stan. What do I owe?
Oh, it's on the house.
No.
Yes. Welcome back.
Oh, you're the best.
Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you, did you go anywhere interesting?
Interesting?
Yeah, after you ran away, did you head east like you were planning to?
Oh, mostly I've just been here in Granville.
You were here? All this time?
Yeah.
You... You didn't come back to visit?
Well, after that little argument with Uncle, I...
Right. That's... say no more. It's just that... Well, you know... Okay, well, maybe it's just me, but I thought that maybe there might be a chance of you and me being like a thing.
A thing?
Yeah.
What kind of thing?
Well, it's just an expression, you know. I mean, I want to...
You want to be a thing?
Yeah, yes, yes.
You mean turning into a thing? That sounds more like a curse.
No, not like that. That's funny. No, I mean, no, hopefully not. I want to...
I'm just confused. So we're trying not to turn into things?
No. A thing.
Oh, both of us turning into one thing, like merging.
I mean, yeah. Poetically, that's nice, kind of, sort of.
But
yeah.
No, that sounds frightening.
But that kind of thing, both of us together, like in a romantic way.
Oh, okay, romantic as in marriage.
Well, not right away, but you know, maybe.
Oh.
In the sense of, you know, a chain of events that might one day culminate in something.
Oh, you and me.
Sure, yes.
Marriage.
Well...
Right. I'm sorry. It's just you thought we were a thing.
No. Are you kidding?
No.
I thought that maybe you thought that.
Oh, really? Did I say something?
Oh, I don't know. No, it was just more of a feeling. I mean, trolls and humans, there's bound to be some sort
misunderstandings.
Of... Yes, exactly.
Well, for the record, Stan, if I wanted to court, I'd have said so.
Okay, that's good. That's very, very clear.
Because you and me were friends.
Right. Yes, thank you.
You're my little human buddy. You're all cute and squishy, and you're always... super nice and help me out with everything.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, I try.
Oh, gods, I hope you weren't pining for me all this time.
Oh, me? No, I'm good. I have a girlfriend and everything.
Oh, you do? Oh, I'm glad. What's she like?
Oh, she's a poet, you know, very, very dark and brooding.
Oh, that sounds like quite a match.
Yeah.
Well, tell her she better not let you down, eh?
Okay.
No one hurts my little buddy.
Thanks.
Well, I should get going. Got to be back across the street in the morning. Thanks for the beer, huh? I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll see you tomorrow.
You all right, kid?
Permission to go and die in a corner, sir?
Well, like I said, it's probably better than if she had said yes.
Better how?
Troll courtship gets complicated. The lady's supposed to name a big test or trial for her suitor before he can win her hand.
What kind of trials?
Could be a quest, could be a riddle, could be build a house. Depends on what she's after.
So is it different for guys? I mean, did you make Johan do a big test?
Nah.
No, wait, actually, which one of you was, you know, the lady?
None of us was the lady. Though I guess I did kind of challenge him to learn to cook troll food.
Ah, so you were the lady.
Fair enough.
Ah, that's sweet.
No, it's not. Well, night, Stan.
Good night, Gubbin.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
Wondering what to listen to next? We are huge fans of Greater Boston, set in an imaginary Boston full of weird and wonderful characters. Look it up in your favorite podcast app. See you next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Cam Kander? Yeah, that was a strange thing. A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020.
Eccentric, weird, inscrutable. Cam Kander was like a 21st century Howard Hughes.
Nothing is known. Cam Kander. Man, woman, non-binary person. No idea.
Cam Kander. An enigma. A cipher. A mystery.
Was Kander a genius or insane? Is there a difference? And one day, Cam Kander vanished into thin air.
Off the map, off the radar, like Amelia Earhart.
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp.
Leave me alone. I don't have anything to say about Cam Kander.
Comes a shocking 6-part documentary series.
Cam Kander is a Rorschach test.
It's a MacGuffin stuffed inside a red herring, shoved down a rabbit hole that leads to a blind alley.
Cam Kander is out there, waiting to make their glorious return.
Like a cult leader?
No, like a messiah.
Discover who is Cam Kander, a new investigative podcast coming Wednesday, September 1st, wherever you listen to podcasts.